You're listening to the Texas Standard, where we all have PhDs in our love for Texas. If you don't have yours yet, keep listening. It's Friday, March 6th. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. There's lots of news coming in today, but we left our bookmark in the story of coronavirus or COVID-19, and we're not done with that chapter. So that's where we will pick it up. With news that President Donald Trump has signed emergency funding to deal with the virus, a total of $8.3 billion, most of it, $7.7 billion, in the form of discretionary spending and about $500 million for mandatory spending through a Medicare change. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott held a press conference too yesterday. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but there's much to learn about the story. So let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez. He's the Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. He's also the co-director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development, and he joins us now. Dr. Hotez, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
What are you hearing about different cities around Texas? How are they preparing for a potential coronavirus spread?
Well, you know, we've been predicting that we will start to see an increase in the number of cases in the United States, including Texas. Those that are imported from abroad, like places like China or Italy, and those in which we're starting to see community spread. And of course, the second one is much more concerning because that means that we're starting to see the beginning of an epidemic take off. So
I see.
The one that we're worried about the most is seeing a scenario unfold like we have in Seattle, which would require large numbers of individuals who have to be quarantined and protecting our most vulnerable population. So for now, it doesn't look like we're seeing a lot of transmission going on, community spread here in the state. We certainly are seeing an increase in the number of cases, however.
Governor Abbott did come out yesterday and said that there are several cities that can now test. So how is that process working?
Well, you know, we had hoped that we'd be further ahead by now. The Centers for Disease Control and the federal government, and now with the responses being led by our Vice President, Mike Pence, has said that we'll eventually get up to 1 million kits. That's kind of an aspirational goal. I don't think we're going to, you know, the hope was we'd be there in the next week or so. I doubt that's going to happen. So for now, we're going to have to ration our testing ability, but it is slowly gearing up, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be ready. I mean, remember how this works. It's, you know, just to put people a little bit at rest. I mean, I do think it's a very serious virus.
Sure.
In some ways more serious than some others are talking about. Just remember, it's not like you're going to wake up on a Sunday morning and find that all of San Antonio is infected or the whole eastern half of Texas is infected. You'll gradually see increase in number of cases. Then you may see the beginnings of community spread. But you do have time to see how this unfolds. And so the bottom line is, you know, don't panic, but be mindful.
What about potential vaccines, Dr. Hotez?
Well, we're a ways away. We have a prototype vaccine that we've developed, and we're now trying to develop a second one. So right now we're scrambling to see if we can get some support to move this into clinical trials. You'd think it'd be a no-brainer by this point, but it's still pretty tough to get funding to actually move things into clinical testing. We're going to have some modest funds coming from the National Institutes of Health to continue the work, but we're still looking for a larger amount to actually move this into clinical trials.
I see. Well, you were in Washington, D.C. this week, and what I wonder is about the federal government's plan addressing the potential spread of coronavirus. How do you feel about their plans?
Well, one of the reasons, this was to the House Science Committee, and a lot of it was around some of the complexities of developing a vaccine. That was my major testimony. But, you know, in the course of this, we had a pretty robust discussion about where the gaps right now and where we need to do better. And just to put things in perspective, you know, for a nation to fight an infection with a new pathogen is one of the hardest things that we can do. So it takes time to gear up. And I identified three gaps, three areas of vulnerability that I'm concerned about, one of them being are older individuals, those over the age of 60, because, you know, you're hearing different numbers on case fatality rates, but it's older Americans that seem to be especially vulnerable, just like it was in China. So the mortality rates are as high as 10 or 15%. And sure enough, when this virus hit a nursing home in Kirkland, Washington, outside of Seattle, there's been 11 deaths so far. Right. So we can't let that happen again. So I've been really pushing hard to recognize the extreme vulnerability we have of our nursing facilities, our assisted care facilities. So if the virus hits Texas, we'll have that same vulnerability. The two other ones I'm concerned about are our healthcare providers, because we saw in Wuhan and China, central China, a lot of healthcare providers go down with this virus, including some who are seriously ill. So making certain that all of our nurses and docs and all of the techs that you see in a visit to an emergency room or a clinic, making certain that they have the protection they need. And then I'm also concerned about our first responders. So those are the three things that they identified, at least on the early stages of this epidemic in the U.S., that we have to look out for.
We've been speaking with Dr. Peter Hotez. He's the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, and he's also co-director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development. Dr. Hotez, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.